mic on.
Blue mic
powered up. Glicker Lickers
primed. Celebrities
dead. Props
mad.
Broadcasting screen
56K.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Here are your hosts, Claude Balls
and, of course, Trencher.
I liked it better the first time we did it.
I wasn't done recording.
This is Radio Freedom.
I told you that was that one.
Yeah, you know, I so forgot what it
which,
sounded
which
like.
Which one's this? I forget this intro.
I know. I need, like, better descriptions.
Jesus.
You know what? That still started the show off with a good laugh.
It did.
At least for me.
I wasn't done recording. God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. It's 6 p.m. Vegas time, well, a little after 6, and you're sitting in front of your computers in the Midwest and back east looking at prawn. Some of you overseas looking at prawn, and we just wanted to thank you for making an ambiguously named site, Spankwagon, your site of choice on Friday nights to listen
well,
to us.
Well, overseas, we don't necessarily know they're looking at prawn. It could be like Das Prawn.
Das Prune?
Das Prune.
Das Prune. I look at the bit prune. No.
Yeah. That prune.
Prune. Old prawn.
Old, wrinkly. I'm thinking of geriatric sex. Yuck.
Ew. Ew.
Whew.
That makes me think of the movie Cocoon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Thank you. See? Ah,
yeah, and that's even worse because Wilford Brimley like kind of looked like my dad. So.
And Jessica Tandy?
Didn't.
We got the peanut gallery on that one.
Yeah.
Anywho.
This is Spank Wagon Radio!
Yeah, it is.
And I, of course, am Claude Balls.
Whoops, that's funny.
Yeah, I know. And you are
who? We're tinkering with computer. Oh, I'm Trencher still.
Okay.
At least I was last week.
I'd like prompt you for your own fucking intro.
What? I who?
I have a better vibe about this week, though.
Well, at least, see, last week was sort of just a...
That was recovery, dude.
Recovery
I was
week. Like, you were almost late this week, though.
I actually had a meeting at work.
Yeah, I showed up here my normal time. You're not here. I'm going, well...
And I could have sworn I told everybody that I had a meeting at work to go to.
No, I didn't even know, and I Jeez. Work with you.
Well, technically different departments.
Different departments, but, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know you had a meeting.
Yeah, I did, but everything's fine.
Obviously,
I have
you're
met.
Here.
Yes. I have met the meeting.
I have met.
Okay. I meant to say young. The meeting went fine, but instead I met.
Jean-Claude went to the meeting. He had met. And they moved on. Boy, is it really fucking hot out here or what?
Fuck you. I will punch the next motherfucker in the face. I will cave your goddamn skull in with my 104 microphone.
104 degrees outside, man.
Fuck Whew. You. Everybody says the
I'm
same shit.
I'm glad I got
shit.
My air conditioning in my truck.
Yeah, fuck you. Every asshole says that. Let's see. 8 inches by, let's see, 5.5 inches. That's the size of my windows in my car. And I have no air conditioning. So fuck all of you. It's like you know, it's like the fucking Batman TV show, how the villain has their own theme cars. And unfortunately, I'm rolling around in a fucking greenhouse.
Your fault.
Good point. It is your fault. Oh, did you kill our mics too?
I don't know. I can still hear me.
Oh, did I? No, it's
oh,
okay.
Great clicking. God.
Hey, man, we're high tech. This is Solid State. Listen to Solid State Electronics, powered to interweb.
Hey.
Hey, what? Uh-oh, you thought of something.
Spank Wagon, now in high fidelity.
What?
No. It'll sink in later.
It'll okay.
But anyhow,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, I see a lot of good people in the chat room. Hey, remember,
the
if you want to...
The fuck is this romper room?
I see some. Timmy? No, actually, I want us to remind everybody to check out our chat room, irc.slashnet.org, Spank Wagon's the room. Check out the Java chat. Actually, I've updated some of the bits and pieces of Java chat, so that way you not only can you sit and chat with us, but you can also lurk on Ars Anime or even JSTFU.org's chat room.
Well.
And Car Talk, too, I think.
Car Talk!
Car Talk, yeah, where they all bitch about, like, you know, wings on their little Toyotas. But that's another story altogether.
Yeah. You know, I have not checked out Car Talk yet. I'll have to do that. Yeah. But yes, everybody, feel free to help us plug the site.
Always, 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 because we don't do advertising. We leave that up to you.
Actually, I did advertising, and Trencher did not like my advertising.
Was that the porn advertising?
No, no. I actually was going across people's homepages.
Oh, yeah.
And slamming blogs.
Slamming their guest books
and
blogs.
Guest books and shit. And just going, wow, this is great, but my site's better. Listen in.
See,
I was like Sunny and her like Chaka and stuff like that, you know? Like all these weird-ass little names and shit. God damn.
What happened?
I'm downloading my email. I have 119 spam messages.
Spam. For once, they don't hear the ding.
That'd been great, man, because I burped. I should have like let that go in as soon as you said, spam.
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 Blah. I got tons of stuff to cover today. Lots of fucking stupid people throughout this past week.
Oh, of course, man.
I got some good stuff, too.
You got good stuff.
Yep. Let's see. We need to start the show off with something. Do you have anything you want to start the show off? Anything special?
Anything special in what regards?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
Okay. This week
anybody?
We're gonna start it off with a little. No, man.
Singing time.
Other than my fucking singing time. Yeah. You know what? I was not here on time.
There you go. Right on.
Yeah. Sing to this. I can't.
Even said
it's
so.
It's a scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-dooby melody. I can't sing that one.
It's all good.
Not really. If I can't sing it, it sucks.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, that's not true. There's a lot of things I can't sing that I like.
Really? Like what?
Well, like this right here. I can't hit her octaves.
Who is this? I'm going to know this, aren't I?
Fail this. The waves keep
on crashing on me for some reason.
Naked hit me? What did you just say?
I said you could hit me for this one.
Do you know who it is now?
I don't think Madonna. Who?
It's not.
Oh, is this No Doubt?
Yeah.
Jesus, how do I miss this stuff?
You are old. Cause I wanna see you, baby, I do have this. I don't know if you. This is actually a little old. We've passed a couple shows with this right here.
Well, we've been sitting on it because we don't know really what to do with it.
This is really interesting right here. This week, I really don't feel like filling up the intro of the show. Well, I had this week off, and I had a funny little intro there, you know, a little story. But no, this is really great. A person we work with passed this on to me. This and for actual security reasons, it's like our first smoking gun type document here. I can't tell anybody where this came from, in the sense that you know who gave this to me. But this came. This is a letter that was sent to the White House and ended up getting directed back to the FCC. What had happened is it went to the FCC and then back to this telco company right here for long distance service provider here. I hate this because I so can't read her handwriting because it's a handwritten letter. But this it's a funny fucking letter. This is from, do I have her name on here? Rosemary something. It's probably best that I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But she lives in Greenfield, Wisconsin.
Oh, Jesus.
Over on, I really don't. I have her whole address here. I don't feel like giving it out.
Okay, everybody, get out your pens and papers.
Get your pens and papers.
We're going to write love mail.
You know what, dude? That's what we should do. We should call this woman up and ask her. Well, anyhow, before I get to this right here, basically, she, if in a nutshell, this woman got freaked, and that's with a P. And she
PH,
yes, thank you. Even better, even more technical.
Freak.
Freak.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she did. I have my own theories about this, but I'll explain that.
Okay.
She writes off. Dear President Bush, I doubt that you will ever hear of this particular letter. I am also sure you have many more important things to do than listen to the complaint of a single citizen. But here goes anyway. My name is Rosemary. I still can't read her name. And I live in a suburb.
Mobile home?
Oh, no.
Okay.
In Greenfield, Wisconsin.
Don't you know?
We are next to Milwaukee,
woo!
Wisconsin.
Home of Laverne and Shirley.
She's going to do it. I work in the busiest Motor Vehicle Office in the state of Wisconsin. I am... God, this is horrible, man. I so should have had your wife on the show. She's a
teacher. She can read this stuff.
I know. I am being terrorized through illegal use of my home phone.
Okay.
That's right. This is great. She starts getting on this terrorist rant here. I have gotten two phone bills in the amount of... Wait, what's that?
Can you make it drag a little less?
Okay.
Just... Because I'm noticing here, I think B&M just started drooling on his keyboard.
Wow, that sucks. Basically, what happens is it's funny here. I've gotten two phone bills in the amount of $2,500 and collect calls from the Philippines. I don't know anyone there and most likely never will. I have never been there and have
fucking
no...
Fucking ignorant Wisconsin people. Jeez.
I have... All right, fine. I'll just try to read through this best I can. I have never been there, and I have no desire to go there. I have argued with AT&T in the first bill after 45 minutes. The man on the phone asked me who provided my telephone service. I informed him the company is TDS Motorcom. So she called the wrong fucking phone provider.
You know what, though?
Place.
They do that. I mean, let's look at our job and how many people call us.
I had somebody one time.
Yesterday, you even witnessed this. Someone comes up to me. One of my employees comes up to me and says, "Hey, Mark, you're a Mac guy." Yeah.
I remember that.
And they go, "Okay, how do I fix a screensaver when the guy's picture folder disappears?" What? We're not going to fix that.
I know.
I really made a point on the floor to say, look.
Oh, it was so great,
that's
too.
Their computer. They need to contact Apple.
That's not what you said.
Isn't it? I thought it was what I
said.
That's
not what you said at first.
Whoops.
I remember that. She goes, "Mark, you are Apple guru guy," and he's like, "Oh God!" First of all, anytime anyone calls you a guru genius, you fucking panic.
No, I don't panic. I
no,
realize
no,
what's
you,
coming.
You, not you, the per, not you yourself. You as a professional will panic, as in, "Oh my God, what the fuck are you gonna say?" Because I do the same thing.
Like, okay,
because you know it's in for trouble. She told you the problem is he had his pictures and they were on his screensaver, but he can't get them back now. And I remember what you said. You looked her dead in the eye, didn't even bother to get out of your seat. You just swiveled around and you said, "I know how to fix that, and I'm not going to tell you." And
oh,
you
yeah.
you stopped dead in your fucking tracks. And she was just like, "But what will I tell him? It's not our problem. He needs to call Apple for that. If I tell you that right there, you'll cave in and start to help him, or he will to somebody else. We don't need that." You actually said that, and you don't remember that?
No.
You were a cold motherfucker to her. How many questions a day is she asking?
Right now, on average, it's about 3 times a day that she'll come up to and ask a question.
Pathetic, man. Jesus, maybe it's this woman right here. Maybe she knows her in the Philippines. Oh, God. So anyhow, she calls up. He checked my record and asked me if I ever had voicemail, then told me the charges would be dropped. She basically calls up this woman. It's fucking insane. She starts talking about they said they'll drop the charges, but he works for AT&T, TDS Metrocom. I'm sorry. What's the name of it? He tells her, call her. She goes, "I contacted my provider, and with much explanation and begging on my part, I was given a new phone number. I thought all was all right with the world until dun, 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 July 3rd. I had stopped after a week and picked up something to eat. I unlocked the door of my apartment and brought my mail. To my horror, there was another bill in collect calls of my home to approximately $4,000.
Holy crap. You know, my question is, does this person live alone?
We don't know yet. Okay. I could call a... Let's see. She goes, "I couldn't call the custom telecom company because they were closed. So to say the least, my 4th of July was ruined and shit." And basically, it's funny as hell. Yesterday, I finally got in touch with someone to discuss the illegal use of my phone, and through their generosity, the bill was reduced to a mere $212 and change. I asked why the bill was reduced, and they told me because I told her how I did not accept the calls. She said I had to pay the bill because the calls were accepted through my phone. The reason I am writing to you is I hear much talk of Homeland Security, and this is where this letter gets good.
I hope so.
Ouch. And yet I'm afraid to go to my home.
A little drama? Can you liven it up a bit there?
Okay, you want some drama? I gotta get some music for this.
No, I want drama in the voice. Always relying on props. Jesus right. Christ.
Right. Fuck you, improv. Okay, here we go, drama. I must go for a Golden Globe here. I'm afraid to go to my home. I'm afraid to use my phone. I'm afraid to use my phone. She says this twice. I won't give out my phone number. I change my number, and I won't let my creditors know my new number because I do not know when or where this will happen again.
Her what?
Creditors.
Somebody owes some money.
I had my phone company disable my voicemail, and I had no collect calls put on my number. I have a computer I won't plug in because I am very afraid someone could break into it and use my and cause more financial problems for me. You and your cabinet speak of terrorism as if it exists outside our nation. It's right here in Greenfield, Wisconsin. It is in my home. I want to know where my homeland security is. Drama. I am paranoid about being watched. If someone asks me for my phone number, I want to know why. I shred everything. And it does not go away. I have no idea what she wrote there. Home isn't safe anymore. I no longer have peace of mind and only want to wait for the next time illegal use of my phone occurs and the arguing I will have to do to clear this all up. If I again keep charging phone, because it will have a more difficult life inside me, but never go away. My job is suffering. My personal life is suffering, and I'm afraid to see what's in my mail. Please address this terrorism issue here at home. Make it safe for all of us citizens to open our mail without the threat of being terrorized by the simple act of opening an envelope and what the letter carrier brought today. Thanks. Rosemary in Greenfield, Wisconsin. All right. Thank you. Was that good enough drama for you?
Oh, shit. That was great.
I'm glad I livened it up for you. You know, I seriously had a problem reading that letter.
Apparently she can't write for shit.
Well, that, and you know what's wrong right now?
What?
I blew my old headset, and I'm listening on earbuds that sound like shit, so I'm not hearing my regular voice as it normally comes through. So I'm a little off on pitching it tonight, but...
Nice.
Terrorism.
Where's my Homeland Security?
What's her name? I'm gonna look up and see if she's on the internet. Yes. Claude Balls.
Wait. Why do that now?
Yeah,
wait,
you know what? Later. I'll wait till later.
We got plenty of break. As a matter of fact, we're going to cut to a quick break right now after that riveting reading. I'm going to...
Spank wagon. We're safer than your mail. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net, Mr. President. Is there peace of mind? The letter carrier can't strike there. Spank wagon.
Go nowhere really to need. I've got Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Bobby.
Me next time, all right? Well, no, I need to warn you when I start fading down.
Well, you know what, dude, man?
Yeah?
Nobody makes fun of, like, people who do that kind of thing for a living.
You mean karaoke, like professional karaoke, or the people or people from Aqua.
Dude, that's a career?
Dude, there's, like, contests and shit all over. People just go to those contests and sing.
Well, a contest is one thing, but as a career, dude?
You could make a career out of anything. You know that.
Dude. Yeah, it's called being a winning singer. Karaoke.
B&M says, I hope you're not playing that Aqua song to mock me.
Why, dude? Got it, dude.
Do we have to play Junior Senior here? I don't have my Junior Senior. Do you have Junior Senior? Did you rip a copy off of that? Oh, you don't have it on there.
I don't. You know what? I don't think I do.
Anyhow.
Oh, I do. I do have Junior Senior.
Oh, there you go.
I forgot to put it over. Do we have to play Junior Senior?
If it makes B&M feel better. We'll let B&M in the chat room decide.
Tell me, must you hear Junior Senior?
Remember, if you are listening in to us, because we know there's a lot of you who listen, but don't chat. Get your asses over to the chat room, irc.slashnet.org.
irc.slashnet.org.
The room is spankwagon.
It's orgtastic. It's .com.
It's .com. All right. Hey, you want to know, God, I got tons of shit this week that I just started printing off like a fucking moron.
Oh, did you? We had some pretty good news stories this week.
We had great news stories this week. This one, I don't know. I mean, it seems like this may be turning into a news show, but we'll see how that goes later on.
I just love commenting about stuff afterwards.
No shit. Have you heard about the new cell phone with the mid-air text messaging?
I saw that, dude.
Is it? Okay, I don't know if anybody in the chat room has seen or heard that, but the mid-air text messaging from Nokia.
Right.
They're making a cell phone that lets you write short messages in midair.
Perhaps first of all, you should explain how this works.
Well, let me.
Okay.
The messages are written using a row of LEDs fitted on the rear cover of Nokia's forthcoming 3220 phone. A motion sensor in the phone makes the lights blink in a sequence that spells out letters when the handset is waved in the air. A lot like those little trinkets you see at like Walgreens, where the little globe spins with LEDs on it, and you can see words spell out in the time and the day.
Right.
But imagine a bunch of fucking moronic raving kids. Because that's pretty much the market's going for, is the raver kids. Okay. And they're waving back and forth this phone.
Yeah.
That's like saying, let's do some blow.
Right.
I don't know. 18 characters or less right now is what it can support.
Well, really
15
don't.
Characters less, yeah. But...
Well, basically, for anybody who doesn't know, imagine what it is you have a bar of LED lights. it goes in one direction. So what you do is you take the LEDs, right?
Right.
You take this bar and you basically slide it from left to right,
uh-huh.
and then from right to left, back and forth real quick. And what it does is it remembers the positions, the lights and what positions they're in right here and there. And it basically blinks in time.
So it creates
an optical illusion of seeing the whole entire text message flash.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why? What is the purpose where you're standing? You know, you can't stand too far away from a person, otherwise they won't be able to see it visually. It's not there for anything other than, like I said, raver kids. So if you can imagine a bunch of raver kids at a
knickknack.
Yeah. Thank you.
But if anybody is curious what these are, they sell them in the electronic stores. Trench here is talking about how they're like, they're like in a little globe and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the one that like wags back and forth?
Yeah, yeah. That's old. That stuff's been around for like 10 years now.
Well, I was at Fry's and I saw one of those and didn't know how it worked. So I stuck my finger in the messages and it hit my finger and I panicked and I jumped.
You acted like a big pansy.
I went, ah! Like that. You know? I didn't know what it was, man. I thought someone was going to cut my finger off.
You know? So anyhow, what basically, yeah, these, you could see it from about 6 meters away.
Yeah.
So 18 feet.
I don't know.
About 18 feet away.
Do I look all metric
in daylight,
and shit to you?
Much further than light travels, you know.
It's stupid.
Basically, when it's dark, you could see more, farther out. I think it is stupid. I think it's just, it's not necessary. It's another great way to jack
gimmick,
up phone
man.
Prices, and that's exactly what they're going for. They're going for
jack
that kid
up phone
market.
Prices. Well, yeah, they get the kids hooked on all the adults away and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty stupid when people buying all the LED blinking lights for their phones on the aftermarket. You know, the antennas that just go completely ballistic.
I always liked those.
I thought that was stupid. That
it's
is just
stupid.
A stupid like waste of power. Because you know what? No one could build a battery that lasts long enough for me to use it anyway. So what they're going to do is they're going to torture us by having shit.
I wanted when I first went to get a cell phone, I wanted the Nokia with the radioactive symbol and the cool ass front facade with that light phone and shit, man.
Right. Well,
I never got it.
What a waste.
I thought that's kind of cool. In my opinion, right there, yeah. It's basically like it's serial mentality.
Explain. Well, one person like cereal as in not breakfast, but
as in breakfast.
Oh, explain then.
Basically, it's marketing and advertising, like kid cereals. If you tell the kids, hey, kids, you want this, kids will influence parents' buying decisions.
Okay.
Not in the, let's talk about this, mom and dad, but in the sense of, buy it! Buy it! So I'll shut up! Buy it! And that's cereal mentality.
A little warning next time, please. At least for me, a little warning. Jesus, but you're right, and it is.
And that's
what
it is.
It's getting the toys in the cereal box, and
yeah,
you know
exactly.
What? You're right. I guess it's the only market they really have to go for. I think we just killed somebody.
Do we? I'm not in the chat room right now.
So
I almost feel bad.
Well, someone they're all talking about glow sticks at a dance. At least be able to move them to the beat. Something tells me Passion of the Icarus Spank says here, if you're going to use glow sticks at a dance, at least be able to move them in beat. They're not going to be able to move them and beat, you know, because that's not the cool thing. It's that whole waving around, and people are so tripped out that they just catch a light trail. But
God damn it, man. Can you please, for once, get your fucking dust mask on straight? God, I can just imagine him going to raves complaining about shit. No, no, no. You're dancing out a goddamn beat. If you're going to show the glow stick, will you fucking shake it first enough so it glows evenly? God.
Ladies and gentlemen, now up next week is How to Rave with Ikari.
God. Yeah, God, Ikari is an old man. When I was your age, we didn't have glow sticks. We had flashlights with fiber optics on the end, and we waved them, and we were happy.
Until all the fiber optics flipped out of the flashlight and landed on the floor.
We didn't care! You picked yourself up! You fixed it! You stuck it back in!
Oh, that's nuts. But yeah, I mean...
God, that sounds like gay war veterans.
Back when I was rolling...
God damn.
How are we... What is this?
The rednecks.
The Cotton Eye Joe people.
Yeah, ask B&M about it.
Was this B&M?
Damn. I'm at the point right now where B&M is about to become the European correspondent. As in, you're from Europe. What do you know about it?
Wow. You live in Vegas. You must live in hotels. Come on.
So? I'll be a hypocrite. Fine. You're European. What's that whole Euro thing about? So anyhow.
Jesus, what was I talking about?
I got off on that.
Yeah,
the phones. No. Phones. Yeah, they're just gimmicks. They're knickknacks to sell.
You have a cell phone. I finally got a cell phone begrudgingly, even though I don't carry it. It's my wife's.
Bullshit! You bought the shit cell phone for you. I don't want a lot of money, honey. I don't want to spend that much money. It's just a cell phone, mister. You know, dude, the cell phone, you know, I'm trying to keep it at bay, and I like it, man. So I'm going to get another one. Oh, yeah? So what's your wife going to get? Well, I'm giving her this one.
Well, no. See, we got her that one. And I'm going
to who picked it out?
Me.
Okay.
She didn't argue.
She argues now. I still want one of the cooler ones, you know, with a color screen.
It has a color screen.
With a flip phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, that may be. I see too many people break flip phones, so.
I never broken my flip phone. Except for chucking it against a wall.
Well,
gee. That can happen with anybody's phone.
True. true. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe cell phones are like the internet, just a passing fad.
Nah, blah, blah, blah. Of course, you know, maybe you'll get your wish, man. Poontang, or whatever his fucking name is.
What?
I gave up on trying to pronounce his name, so I just call him Poontang. That North Korea dude, he banned fucking cell phones in North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
They're recalling all of them,
They're recalling all cell phones. They're shutting off everyone's cell phone service because it's too much like the rest of the world and how they're starting to use them. Man, that was pretty good. Peanut Gallery should be on the mic!
Peanut Gallery is watering the dog.
I'm noticing that.
Yeah. The dog has his own fucking water cooler.
He does, too. And it is a legitimate gurgling water cooler.
Yes. You'll sit here and all of a sudden in the middle of the night you hear... Just listen. Gets a water cooler.
The dog gets a water cooler. Your water cooler doesn't even work.
I don't have water.
You don't have water.
Water is returning.
You have to have water in it for it to work.
Oh, so it's just a cooler.
Dude, it's not a cooler, okay? You have to have something to put in it to cool. It's not a cooler.
So, Peanut Gallery, when did you earn the promotion of Colonel Obvious? You need water for it to work.
Not even necessarily water, dude. You could get 5 gallons of wine or...
Hey, that'd be a wine cooler.
Sorry.
And a little cheese with that wine.
I'm killing the mic.
Let me build up to it.
Don't hit the switch.
Okay, I'm ready. Hey, look, you scared the Peanut Gallery off.
Let the Peanut Gallery return. They always do. I got flipped off.
Dude, you know what? That was the wine cooler joke. I couldn't even do a drum fill on it.
You know, I had to try. I had to try.
It'd be a wine cooler.
A wine cooler.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh shit.
You haven't heard about?
Have a seat.
The girl that the roommate wants to set him up with.
What's this about?
Oh, this is good. You know that when
if you're so intent on talking, have a goddamn
have a seat.
Okay, you know that when he tries and attempts to grow...
Yeah, yeah, new equipment here. The Peanut Gallery has a Rio player.
Oh, fuck you.
What did I say?
The Peanut Gallery has a Rio player, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Have a seat. Now, she's trying to set him up with this girl at work.
Okay.
And I told her from the get-go, the chick is Mormon, okay?
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, but you haven't had the good part.
Has she been on her...
Yeah.
Nice.
You know that when he grows a beard and a mustache, he kind of looks, well, not kind of, but...
He looks Fu Manchu.
No, Joe Dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When he was little, he used to tell me, oh, Mom, you know...
Jesus Christ, man. My joke with my parents was, I always used to tell my mom and dad they're not my real parents. There was a mix-up at the hospital. I used to tell my parents that my real parents are rich, man.
They're Korean.
And they own liquor stores.
And they're Korean. The girl at work is half American, half Korean.
Okay.
And all I could think of was Joe Dirt. You know, I am your sister. I am your sister.
Yeah, so that really threw that off, that whole trigger thing.
It was funny.
No, it's not.
I think so. It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny for you, dude.
You know what? Since we have Peanut Gallery here, let's cover this topic.
All right,
this came up last week. This is something that I thought was just hilarious. Okay, Trenton, New Jersey. The state's top civil rights official has ruled that taverns cannot offer discounts to women on ladies' nights, basically agreeing with a man who claims such gender-based promotions discriminated against men. David R. Gillespie said it was not fair for women to get at the Coastline nightclub for free, get in for free and get discounted drinks, while men paid $5 cover charge and paid full price for drinks. In his ruling Tuesday, Frank Vespa Papello, director of the State Division of Civil Rights, rejected arguments by the nightclub that ladies' nights were a legitimate promotion. Commercial interests do not override the important social policy objective of eradicating discrimination. The ruling specifically addresses the weekly ladies' night at the Coastline in Cherry Hill, but it carries the force of a court decision implies statewide. State officials would write formal rules after a public hearing. The restaurant's attorney, Colleen Reddy, did not immediately return a phone message left Wednesday by the AP. Courts in other states have issued divergent opinions on such promotions. Judges in Pennsylvania and Iowa have said similar events are illegal, but courts in Illinois and Washington state have said that ladies' nights are permissible because they do not discriminate against men, but rather encourage women to attend. So this fuckwad in New Jersey just screwed ladies' night. Interesting. Uh-oh. Any opinions?
Bullshit. Yet?
Bullshit on what?
Well, you know, it is bullshit. Because women don't make as much money as men.
Okay.
Get better fucking jobs.
Well, fuck you.
I don't want to hear this shit that women...
Oh, spare me.
Dude,
let me tell you something.
That shit is redirecting the argument.
You go into a bar.
It's redirecting the argument. It's redirecting the argument. Saying, oh, never mind the fact that we're legitimately discriminating. What about other problems? Okay, that's smoke screening.
Bullshit.
So basically, your opinion is... Women should get ladies' night because they don't make any money because men discriminate against them.
So
it's perfectly acceptable to have a discriminating practice in one field, but not acceptable to have a discriminating practice in another.
It's discriminating in every field. I can tell you that right now. Okay. Being a woman.
Okay.
Okay. Being a woman in the corporate setting.
Okay.
Men doing the same position I did made at least anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar more per hour.
Okay, so do you think it's fair then to have ladies' nights?
Yes, it is, but not for the economic reason, okay? It's true. Women won't go out to bars, and they won't pay a cover charge. You're talking to one of the cheapest people in town to do that.
So
I'm not gonna
you're
do it.
You're representing women saying all women are cheap?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, but it's not fair, and it should be stopped.
Ladies' night should be stopped, in your opinion, Claude.
Ladies' night should be stopped, in my opinion, because it's not equal. It's not because women and blah. No, the plain ass argument here is simply it's wrong.
Let me tell you something.
There's nothing that justifies it.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing that justifies discrimination.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How many bars have you been into?
I don't drink.
Okay.
Much.
No. Have you ever been not on the drinking aspect? Have you ever been in a bar?
I had to make a phone call.
Yeah. You've been in bars.
Oh, yeah, the tavern. All right, so yeah, I have.
Okay. Have you ever seen the people that go to bars? These are
it was
people.
Dark.
Wait
not
a
really.
Minute. I have.
And it was Virginia, so.
Here's
people
the thing.
Who go to bars.
Well, wait a minute.
Go for one thing and one thing only.
Let her finish.
Sorry.
They go for one thing and one thing only is to meet people. Okay?
It has nothing to do with strong drink.
Well, yeah, that's. Shit, you can do that at home. Who cares?
All right.
Point. Okay.
All right.
Okay. But when you go to a bar, you don't go there to just chug them back. You go to meet people. Okay? No offense, speaking from the female side, there are some ugly fucking men out there. Ugly. I got to get drunk to take one home.
That's your mom saying that. That's funny.
Yeah, my mom requesting beer goggles, dude.
Yeah, really. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to do stuff like that... How am I going to try to word this? Because I really want to word this to kind of make a point across. Well, if they're going to do promotions and stuff like that, I mean, I understand they want to bring more women in. Otherwise, you have what's commonly referred to as a sausage fest.
Sausage fest, yes.
Not a gay bar, but a sausage fest.
God, I don't have that song queued up.
Sorry. But, you know, I think that it should, they should keep ladies' night in some respects.
You
because
really think so?
I really do, because you know what? If women are so socially inept to have to be super cheap to go out, okay, then we need it. Because if they want to be socially inept, they want to stay at home, they want to do the dishes or laundry or whatever, they can do it.
Oh, yeah, keep me barefoot and pregnant. Woo!
That's pretty much what they're asking for here.
Oh, no, 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 no. What they're asking for. Oh, fuck you. No, let me tell you something. The two of you, I'm twice your age.
Congratulations.
You want to die now. You really don't want to see your next birthday, do you? You really don't want to go back to Iowa and see your mom. Oh, fuck you. Wrong person. Wrong person to threaten with. Sorry.
Anyhow.
No, the thing about it is men do. They make more money. In the place where I work right now, I work in a warehouse. I'm not even warehouse anymore. I'm considered a return to vendor. I deal strictly with shipping, with damaged merchandise, and there are men that make more than I do that don't have to do an eighth of
the... So you think it's wrong for this guy to complain about this because...
Absolutely.
He makes money, so why should he get all the perks?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Women will go out. They want to go out. They want to socialize. They don't want to spend a whole hell of a lot of money. When you look at... and. God, I hate this.
Okay.
Probably 90% of the bar hoppers out there, or the bar flies, as Robert calls them, or Claude, sorry.
Same diff.
Okay. As Claude calls them, are the single mom things, okay? And they don't have a lot of extra cash laying around to go out.
So why shouldn't they just stay home? Or why shouldn't they go do something that...
Okay.
Why shouldn't they go do something else than go to a bar?
You're talking about other venues.
Other opportunities. Not just other venues, but, you know, save their money and go do something they can afford. I mean, if you really want to look at it on an economic standpoint, when I didn't make any money, I didn't go out to bars.
I don't go out to bars. And, I don't make enough money. And they have ladies' night all over the place
here. And I mean, I go out... only when I have money, and if I do go out and do something that's really super cheap, like $5 out at the track.
Well, that's true. Right. I can understand that.
You know, I mean, why does it have to be? Why does this one guy have to feel so discriminated against? Why couldn't he just go do something else?
Exactly.
Well,
nobody twisted his arm to go into the bar and pay to $5.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good point. And I understand where everybody is coming from on that aspect right there. In all honesty, myself right there, yeah. I really think, you know, he's being a fucking pussy.
Yes, he is.
Pay your $5 cover charge is what he had to pay. $5 fucking. True. However, and this is something where it's very totally unique right here. One of the few times you'll see Trencher and myself take a complete role reversal on things right there. It is not right. It truly is discrimination. You can't do it.
Okay, let me put it this way.
You should not do it. It is immorally wrong.
How is it immorally wrong?
Because you're discriminating.
It's trying to avoid a bar scene where, you know, it's all ugly guys who are just turned it into a sausage fest, like I said earlier.
Wait a minute.
I understand what you're saying.
Wait a minute. This guy is bitching about paying $5 to get in.
He's bitching.
And paying for his own drink.
Yeah.
Okay, now, being female, going into a bar, no offense, most of the time when I go in, I don't buy drinks. I don't even buy the first drink. Guys are out there spending money to get me drunk to take me home.
Oh, okay. Now, that's a different
situation. Okay, so it saved him some money, too. So what's he bitching about?
That's a different situation, okay?
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is.
That is completely, totally,
bullshit.
Utterly different.
How? How is it different?
The reason it's different right there is because that is something, but that right there is between two people going, oh, okay, that might be customary, and it might be, I guess, in some cases, perhaps, if you are cheaper, ultra liberal for equality, an archaic custom, but still yet, it does not. It is completely different from what the business, the establishment themselves are doing. Okay, all right.
No, they're getting people in.
Doesn't matter.
They're bringing females in, so the guys come in and spend the money.
You are talking about two separate things. I'm actually trying to verbalize this the best way I can.
Okay.
But what it basically is that's two people. Oh, I'll buy you a drink, okay? Nobody says they have to buy you a drink. They choose to buy a drink, too, just as you can walk away. But the difference is, this is somebody being friendly. This is somebody being courteous.
Someone who wants to get laid.
Yeah.
Exactly. Doesn't matter what the motives themselves do not come into play at all. because we're talking about two separate things with two separate motives.
Okay.
They do not, but those do not come into play at all. What it is this is somebody right there who says, oh, okay, they make the effort to do it themselves. It is not as though they were told, you have to do this.
Fair enough.
Okay, or anything like that. This is, it is straight out honest discrimination. Do I think they should cancel Ladies Night? No, I'm not rallying to this guy's support in that sense okay. right there. However,
you think it's discriminatory because it's doing something for one group that's not including the other.
Correct.
So you don't think by bringing women in that's a good thing for men?
I didn't say that at all.
You like sausage fests.
I do not dig sausage fests.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to encourage a certain clientele to come in, what are you going to get?
Okay, what I'm saying right there is I'm saying the practice of it, there is technically in the sense of socially – nothing wrong with it. There's okay. socially nothing wrong with it. However, when it comes down to brass tacks right there, the actual result of its invocation, it is wrong. It does fit the guidelines of discrimination.
It may fit the guidelines,
No matter what some states say, because it's commercial or not.
Okay.
Okay. Then if that is something that would be wrong, then let's just cancel happy hour then, where you come in.
But happy hours for everybody.
Happy hours for everybody.
I can't see doing that. Well, okay, why don't we go and wrap this up? Any last comments?
No.
No?
I just think it's bullshit.
So you think Ladies Night should stay?
Ladies Night should stay.
It's all good.
It's fine.
Claude?
I'm in agreement with that right there, but I do agree that technically it is wrong.
So both sides of the coin for Claude, and I just instigate. All right. Well,
God, you're so wishy-washy.
I know. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break. You are listening to
Waffle King right here. Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.vftp.net on the internet.
Don't forget to join us. Get in the chat room right now. Mad Props is going to be coming up after the break. Thanks for joining in the argument there, Peanut Gallery.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And now Spank Wagon will return shortly after our break. And now a word from our
music.
Music, yeah.
We don't really have a sponsor.
Did you fuck up the... You did!
Ah!
Damn it.
You wake up in the morning.
ladies and gentlemen, is now part of that show that everybody flocks to the channel for. All 300 of you. Oh, wrong channel.
The End. See you next week.
The End. No, 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 no. Ladies and gentlemen, is it now time for the obligatory mad props?
That's right. You asked for them. You got them.
You asked for mad props. We give you mad props.
Mad props for all of you who are in the chat room.
Yeah. So we'll give you a couple more seconds. You know, we don't really even care if you're listening to the show.
Couple seconds up.
Just get into the chat room and we can say your name or something. All right. Yeah. Basically, now it's time for mad props. Let's give them out. First off, he just joined the room. I don't know if he's even been listening to the show. But hey, he's here anyway and we appreciate that. Let's give mad props to...
Airwolf.
The clicker licker. Yeah, your clicker licker lost his butt.
There.
Wow.
This thing is like starting to fall apart, dude.
Well,
it's pretty clicker lickered out. I'm gonna have to start duct taping this thing.
It's gonna sound way different.
Like, mad whistle.
Don't do that. God, you don't know where that butt's been. Thought they'd get him to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, let's also give mad props to the man who's our foreign correspondent. Let's give mad props to
B&M. Mad props!
And he didn't even know he was a correspondent. Let's also give mad props to the man, the myth, the legend, the once arrested for streaking in a public supermarket, Chizzad!
Mad props. God damn, a little anxious? All right, let's take that over from the top. Mad props! Next on the list.
This person's rap sheet includes tipping over golf carts of elderly people as they drive down the freeway. He's also the host of JSTFU.org, which can be found on Monday nights. Times do vary. I believe if you just go to JSTFU.org, you can figure that out. But hey, let's give mad props to Reverend Hammer!
Mad props. All right.
This next victim is a victim of cosplay. See, every time he goes to sleep, his girlfriend dresses him up in a blue wig and a miniskirt. Takes a bunch of videos and calls it hentai. Okay, that one really is not true because I know the poor guy. But hey, let's give it up for the passion of Ikari's Spank! Hey, he did put Spank in. We gotta give him extra mad props. Mad props to Ikari!
Mad tentacle rape.
Finally, this man made Dryerland purple cool again. Well, that's the color of his site. Anyhow, he's the curator, host, procrastinator, antagonist, all of arsanime.com.
Mad props. All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
What? No.
No?
I'm not going anywhere yet.
There's an hour to go.
Yeah, there's an hour to go. Here. Entertain yourself. Oop, wrong button. They can't hear this, but you sure can, so.
Yeah, the problem is right now there's like no lyrics to this part of the song.
Then I guess we're all saved.
Wow.
What?
You're all saved.
What?
What? Jesus Christ, man. Will you buy a hearing aid?
Peanut gallery at 10 feet or more is usually pretty random.
God, dude. It's like a fucking... Yeah, I know. She just kind of sits down in the system tray and pops up and does annoying shit.
Oh, like Bonsai Buddy.
Kind of.
Would you like to be my friend?
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah, I know. One more outburst like that, change your name to Clippy. True geek joke.
All I know is I'm over there dipping sherbet. I hear you say, oh, an hour to go. Oh, okay.
Dipping sherbet?
Is that like chew?
And then...
You got something in your bottom of your lip there?
Fuck. Numb teeth and shit?
Ow!
Oh, fuck.
You got smacked, dude.
I got fucking sucker punched, dude. Say, with her pinky ring.
Then I hear him say, silver, play with yourself.
Is she a Goomba?
I don't know, man.
She's got a pinky ring. She must be Goomba.
Shit, man, I think it says Unity on my arm now. Backwards.
Eunuch? What?
I'm Peanut Gallery, not Eunuch.
I've heard of being branded, but damn.
I was sent up for a joke. I totally fucked up. I forgot. God damn.
All right. Anyhow. I pulled this article today, actually. It was I don't remember if I pulled it from FARC or
what
where.
Do you got?
It's actually a current a list of this guy's what he considers like the top 10.
Yeah, it's on FARC.
Fads.
I just
Is
saw
it FARC?
Yeah.
Actually, I liked it. I pulled it off, and I thought we could discuss it a little here.
All right.
I don't know if anybody else goes to FARC. It's on there. It's 10 best internet fads. I look back at what made the internet worth surfing. Granted, though, it's written in such a way that makes it sound like the internet's over. It's like, you know, the last episode of the internet, and it's now time to think of a new sitcom or, another show to watch.
The last episode of the internet?
That's exactly how it sounds, the way the guy writes it, but I don't know. These are 10 little things on the internet, 10 fads that have happened up till now that have actually, been pretty cool for fads. The first one, or number 10 here, Jay Maynard. Now, not a lot of you may understand who that is, or know who that is, I should say, or know what he's done.
However, sounds familiar.
If you really want to know, look up Tron Guy.
Oh, God,
the
yeah.
Camel Toe Costume Tron Guy, who actually, was it two episodes on the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
Two
episodes.
Two.
Basically says, when an aging, overweight nerd takes you behind the scenes of his quest for a perfect Tron costume, it becomes more than an allegorical representation of a man's search for God.
That guy had a camel toe with his fucking sack. Man.
Yes, he did. He had a huge camel toe.
I'm like looking going, okay.
A camel toe made him famous. Think about that. On the internet, only a camel toe can make you famous.
Looks like you better get cracking.
Ain't no uniball pants for me, sir. No, thank you.
He wasn't a uniball, dude. He had the seam right between, dude.
Oh, fuck.
He had a nice, even division of the scrotum.
It's like taint assist.
Taint assist.
Oh. Wait a minute. Both of you are watching fucking TV to see some guy's nuts?
No, we weren't.
You guys got to get a fucking life.
Well, Scott fucking smacked with a mic right there, dude. Jesus, she grabbed the whole stand.
That's funny. No, actually, he had a website that got linked on FARC, I believe.
Yeah, it was FARC.
And Something Awful as well, I believe. And pretty much everything went nuts from there. It's one of those things you have to see.
Went nuts!
All right. Number 9, Mahir Kagri.
Mahir Kagri.
Remember him?
The name
Mahir
Kagri.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, God.
The Turkish guy. Got super popular because his friends played a practical joke on him.
I remember that, dude. He sucked.
Well, I didn't say he did or didn't, but basically, Mr. Kagri, what had happened here is he had a Turkish singles ad, one of the famous one in history, as they're saying here, basically telling people he wanted to kiss them and all this good stuff. Made him very popular because,
I remember that. That was, what year was that? It was like 80, or 80. I mean, that was like 98 or something.
It was like 98. It was just a couple years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
98 was not a couple years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
I don't think it was 6 years ago.
I think so.
Maybe it was.
I never got it.
If you want to relive the memory, I think it's like the www.ikissyou.org, famous_site/famous_site.html.
That was stupid. I don't know what's dumber, that shit or that fucking that gas chain email. The chain letter?
Yeah, the don't buy gas today or whatever it is.
Like, that's really going to hurt, man.
Really.
Anyhow, what's the next step on that list?
Number 8, Tourist Guy.
Tourist Guy?
Tourist Guy. His real name is Peter. He was up on top of the World Trade Center and had a photograph taken.
Oh, that? Yeah.
And someone deftly photoshopped in a plane, thus making it sound like he was on the World Trade Center on 9/11. And here's the funny thing, and I can relate directly to this. There was an email chain letter that went out in our office back before we finally crushed everybody who was doing that crap.
Oh, yeah.
Where someone...
We discussed this earlier this week or last week?
No, this isn't the same one we discussed.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, this is something I brought up on the show a long time ago, and I'll discuss it again because it's relevant here. This person found this photo, had it sent to him by a friend, and they sent it out to a bunch of us leads. So that's a bunch of us supervisor staff type people. And... Okay. What they said was, oh my God, can you believe they found this camera with this photo on it on 9/11? I look at it and I'm thinking, oh my God, this could be something really interesting. No, it was tourist guy. I started laughing. So then I replied back because I really wasn't in the mood, and I could already see the reply to all that would affect like 30,000 email users.
Before we go any further, when Trench gets into his bad mood, it's either really shitty if you're on the receiving end or really funny if you're a bystander.
So I emailed back and I said, you don't honestly believe this, do you? You honestly can't believe that there was a guy there having his picture taken, and his buddy was taking that photo
as some big
as
ass
a plane.
Plane
was heading towards them. Caps, caps, caps. The reply I got was, oh my God, you mean this was fake? At which point I said, please remove me from this list. I just sent it directly to the person. I was like, this is a hoax. This is a sham. Don't believe it. That happens a lot, actually, where I find out when like people send me stuff, like some people I knew, and I mean, it's scary to say, but these people work in the current city media. I will say that. I will not say where. I will not say which particular television station that they work for.
Current city media. Do you know how communist that sounds?
Yes.
That was
fun.
Straight up fucking. They work for the People's Channel. I'm sorry.
So they sent an email out to a bunch of us. Yeah. This email said, don't shop at Target. They don't support our troops. Because
I heard something
because of
this.
Some sort of donation thing that one Target wouldn't do. Well, I didn't like that because, one, I like shopping at Target.
I hate Target.
See, I like Target. I hate Walmart.
Target sucks. Walmart's borderline as long as they don't build near me.
So anyhow, I started searching and I found like posts from VFW. I found stuff from Target. I found stuff from other third parties saying this was an email scam. So I sent it out to my friends. I said, guys, I just did a quick search and I found all this stuff that refutes that point, that argues that point.
I remember this. You were talking about how fucking these people are just total lemmings.
And they were all. I mean, before I found the stuff, I was looking at all the reply tos.
Yeah.
And they were all, or the, you know, whatever. And they were all saying, oh my God, I'll never shop at Target. Shop at Target again. I'll never go there again. Oh, they're scum. Weird. I'll never go there again. You know, everybody was basically shutting Target down. Just shooting it down big time. I send out my link. They're all like, oh, interesting. And the one person who sent out the original email goes, you know, I really ought to do my research better because it didn't.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it was really funny. They were doing a story about this. I forget where it was from. I saw it linked on FARC, actually. They were talking about that shitty journalism. People not following.
Oh, yeah.
Through.
Absolutely. Not researching.
What's really scary is a lot of people in the past have taken shit off the Onion. And
thought it was real.
And I've actually thrown that shit into UPI and
you know,
Reuters.
And you know, my point is,
I think the funniest one that they ever did that to was the fucking Al-Qaeda call center.
Oh, my God. I heard about that. Anyhow, let's move back onto the list.
But yeah.
We're up to number 7 now. We're down to number 7.
Number 7!
Peanut Gallery's going to beat you with a mic.
The Al-Qaeda call center, was it 800 blow me?
Interesting.
That sucked.
For your safety, why don't you move the mic under the cord? You'll live longer this way. All right, number 7. You ready for this?
Number 7.
And I think even Rev talked about it earlier this week in his show.
Shoot.
Hamster dance!
That was stupid.
In 1999, a full screen of cartoon hamsters having a hoedown. I remember when Vert brought that to my attention. He's like, hey, look at this link. I click on the link and deer. And I'm like, okay. Why? And all of these animated GIFs of hamsters.
God.
Yeah. Hamster number 7, dance, Hamster Dance, one of the big fats.
I remember that, yeah. People would just like fucking copy paste HTML code for a bunch of animated fucking GIFs and shit.
And I think Reverend said in his show earlier this week, he was talking about at work. At his job, I hear he really loves it too, Walmart. He basically was saying that on the internal audio systems that they run there,
yeah,
he hears the remix version of the Hamster Dance at least once a day, or so. Very scary stuff. So Hamster Dance. Number 6, I didn't get it much because I guess it was just something I've never seen myself. I don't know if you've seen it.
Shoot.
Number 6, Lightning Bolt.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
A bunch of people were playing Dungeons & Dragons in real life. So I think it's called Drakmar or something like that. I've done it myself. I'm a geek. Huge geek. But this one person had like little plastic darts or something, and they were supposedly casting these magic spells to beat the other, the bad guys, who play by people, grown adults, mind you. And the guy was throwing these things going, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, all on video.
I have no idea. I've never even heard of that.
I've never even heard of it, but apparently it's big. The thing is, though, only reason I kind of chuckled at it is an online comic I read called Weekend Warriors from InkTank.com.
I will beat you with stick plus one.
Exactly. Basically, he... blah, 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 blah. Sorry. He basically was starting to do lightning bolt. Number five.
Fuck it. Nobody's heard of it. They're like, huh?
Yeah, no one's heard of it. If I could play CTP sounds, I would, but I can't.
Yeah. Same right. Here.
Number five. People falling down.
People falling down.
And this actually makes sense. Because of the internet, we now get a lot more MPEGs and AFs and everything of people falling down.
OfficeClips.com.
OfficeClips.com and people tripping and the cats jumping on the kids.
Yeah.
And everything like that. Because of the internet now, we can laugh at other people's misfortunes.
Oh, bullshit. We could laugh at them a lot earlier than that.
It's called America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay, today a guy is roofing and he's smoking a cigarette, sets himself on fire, falls off, lands on a rake. And then there's an accident on the way to the hospital. Let's show the clip. You know.
Exactly.
Know.
Moving on.
You see, I can't really argue that. I love that. I love watching other people.
See, I don't mind. I like it, too.
I like
because it isn't me.
That's right. I like
it. It's like I even put it up on the site. I put that bicycle up on the site. The guy with the bike, and he, bam!
Dude.
I mean, I'm just as guilty.
And I sent you a clip you hated.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit.
You were pissed.
Why don't we get to that in a little bit? Number four.
Number four.
Big fat of the internet. Bonsai kitten. Do you remember the cat?
Yeah. You know what's funny? I had not seen that until like about 2 months ago. That's the honest truth. They're like, you ever seen this? I'm like, no. Like, dude, you got to be kidding me, man.
Yeah.
You never seen Bonsai Kitten? I'm like, fucking no, dude. what other way can I say it, dude, that you'll understand? But yeah.
Well, it was like yesterday at work. Where you were there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you weren't there.
Okay, I wasn't.
No, you weren't there. But basically, like, I actually had the people I finally yelled out, isn't anyone listening to me? You know?
When
I say no.
Yeah, you told me that story, yeah.
Anyhow, Bonsai Kitten. Basically, it's a body modification site devoted to instructing cat owners on how to raise their own bonsai kittens, or cats conjoined to jars for most of their lives to keep their bodies teeny and delicate.
It's fucking funny.
So many people thought that was real. They even went so far to have an almost perfect ordering, so you can order your own bonsai kitten kit.
Cool.
And the ACLU, but PETA.
ASPCA.
ASPCA, PETA. Everyone went ape shit over this.
Thank you. You know what that reminds me of? A similar problem and thing involving cats and people go crazy over?
What?
That faux Nokia commercial.
Oh, yeah, the cat's spinning on the ceiling fan. Womp.
Flies in the wall.
It was great.
It was, but people were like, how could you endorse this? Kind of like your Walmart story.
Exactly.
And Nokia's like, well, we didn't. This is fake.
Mm-hmm. Number three. All your base. Huge internet fed. As a matter of fact, I have every version of the song that has been cut and ripped and remixed.
I like All Your Bass Are Belong to Us. I really like that. Or Zero Wing. I like it. I thought it was funny right there. Because it's really something you can totally Photoshop anything and everything out there to throw in a funny All Your Bass reference. And go,
yes. All Your Bass.
It's everyone. Very universal.
I mean, it's very universal. And you know what? The Laziest Men on Mars is a group that put that song together. Mm-hmm. So you need to look for it. I don't know, because now the MP3 is gone. I don't know where they're at. You got to just do a search for The Laziest Men on Mars. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Number two. You're going to love this one.
We'll see.
Huge hit on the internet. Bub Rub.
The whistles go. Woo, woo!
Do you have Bub Rub handy?
Dude, hold on. Give me a second. I have
I know you have Bub Rub
two
handy.
Two things. Number one, I don't have it handy. I'd have to download it. But two things. Not only can I get the Bub Rub video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got the Bub Rub soundboard.
Oh, unbelievable.
Woo! Woo!
Basically, what Bub Rub is they were doing a story back in San Francisco on what's called whistle tips. Now, what
whistle
these
tips.
Things are,
I love that.
They actually get attached to your exhaust, welded on, and when the exhaust goes over it, it whistles. It causes your car to just go... All the
and
way.
It
Sorry
is
about that.
Fucking loud.
It's really loud. A lot of people have been complaining about it. So the news crews go down to a place that installs it, and they get a hold of this guy right outside of the place, him and his wife or girlfriend or whatever. He calls himself Bub Rub.
And his girlfriend is Lil Sis.
Yeah, Lil Sis. That's right.
Let me find it. I got that. Let me get the video real quick.
I think a lot of these people heard of Bub Rub, so.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. Then what he does is he takes off and shit, man. He's got, like, his whole fucking, it's absolutely hilarious. Asshole takes off and he's fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Turn my shit up right here. I got the soundboard ready.
Well, you want to woo-woo?
Bub Rub.
Right, and people are complaining about, well, I'm up in the morning and it's waking me up.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
Here you go.
The whistles go woo! And then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow masters.
Damn.
It's that woo, woo!
Whoa, whoa!
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it. And that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
That is Lil Sis.
That's Lil Sis.
Yeah, I got it on my car.
As they drive away and almost hit another car.
Bub Rub and Lil Sis.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you want a woo-woo? It's that woo-woo.
I love that guy, dude.
The whistles go woo-woo.
Patel, okay, finish. No, they almost hit a garbage truck and
dude,
another car as
God,
they drive away.
God, he fucking tears out. And then he runs a stop sign, dude.
So, yeah, there's your great, great news gathering. Number one!
Hold on, I'm actually downloading that clip. I really want to share this with everybody, dude.
You do?
Not just to fill time. Okay, what's funny about this right here is, first of all, you got to see this shit here.
The latest rage for kids is driving parents and entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called a whistle tip, and it's welded inside a car's muffler to make the car screechingly loud for nearly a mile. Well, tomorrow night, Oakland residents will be complaining officially to City Hall officials. Crown 4's Mark Jones has the story live in Oakland this evening. Mark.
Well, Pam, city residents have been told this noise is perfectly legal, so tomorrow they hope to start the process to change the law.
Nearly every muffler shop in Oakland is installing whistler tips. It's a piece of metal welded inside the exhaust pipes that makes the car audible for almost a mile.
That's the sound.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles go woo!
Anybody that has it in their neighborhood is going to be totally driven crazy.
It sounds like what?
Well, you want to woo-woo? It's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow masters.
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it. And that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my car.
It was being installed on their car. Roxanne Brun says the high-pitched tone, like the squeal of a BART train that doesn't stop, is keeping her awake at night. Police have told her it is legal.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away.
And it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts.
Notice
I work
only
at home.
White people complain.
I can't concentrate when it goes on for hours.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo woo!
Bub Rub and Lil Sis were proud to show it off. Some Oakland residents will complain about the noisemakers Tuesday night at the city council meeting.
I mean, they almost get into a wreck just to show off. It was hilarious.
Here's the interview with the guy.
Is it in your neighborhood?
No, I won't. But that's what they wanted. You know, my business is to sell the pipes, so I have to sell whatever they want. Whatever people want, I'll sell it.
An AC Transit bus driver told us the noise is so loud you can't even hear the siren from an approaching ambulance. So far, they've caused no known accidents. In Oakland, Mark Jones, Crown 4 News.
The whistles go woo!
Woo! So Bub Rub made it to number two, which is amazing because, like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. You know, like, Toe and Chazette didn't even know about it. I guess it's almost like lightning bolt for us.
I love that guy. I've actually thought about. By the way, I do have a good webpage. If you'd like to learn more about the wonder that is Bub Rub,
BubRub.com.
Actually, no. I haven't found that yet. This is a good site with some good resources and some kick-ass like sound MP3 mixes and shit.
Okay.
homepage.mac.com/hoewheels/rub.html.
Okay, do me a favor. Why don't you email me that link and I'll put it up on the site this week.
Woo, woo!
So there we go. And number one!
Number one.
Number one. The Star Wars kid! He's the biggest!
Star Wars kid,
15-year-old...
Geislin. Geislin?
Raza made himself pretending to be a Jedi with a golf ball grabber. If you haven't seen it, it sounds, you know, basically him... It got so bad to the point everybody was modifying it, you know, adding in the lightsaber effects.
Dude, I've seen a lot of them.
Supposedly there
farts.
Was a lot of, yeah, supposedly there's a lot of rumors of him actually getting a role in episode 3. Wouldn't surprise me the way Lucas is running his franchise, but that's another story altogether.
Well, he did stop putting, well, at least for episode 2, he stopped from putting anybody from NSYNC in it because his daughter liked it. So I got to give him, well, not credit, I just got to say, tolerate that yeah. He's actually smart enough not to do it.
I'm gonna just quit blindly grabbing stuff off the copier. I made an order for my new parts.
You brought a fucking part. You stapled up a fucking order receipt to the news story. Good thing. Okay, next we have to Trencher over at what? Give out your address by accident, your credit card number. Anyhow, yeah, what's funny is there's a little follow up with that little bastard too, and I'm actually not fond.
The little bastard.
Yes, I'm not fond of the Star Wars kid. Check this out. What happened is, yes, everybody fucking photoshopped that shit and did a video image and everything. Mm-hmm. It was fucking hilarious. I love the one where they start throwing in Liu Kang voice clips.
Nice.
In farts. The farting one, he goes, it's a whoom. And every time he bends over or lifts a leg, it's fucking hilarious. Right. It that was something that made me chuckle out loud.
Okay.
But the story behind that kid is, it was a video production class in high school. Yeah. And I guess what happened was he was doing his own video production. They don't say if he was alone or something, or if a teacher was in.
You know, if someone was laughing, that camera would be jumping.
Yeah, well, it's on a tripod.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, it was a video production class. So, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to film yourself doing something. And because you notice it starts and stops a few times. So they're teaching them editing skills and things like that,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. Well, what happened was the teacher had the cabinet right there with a library of all the students' projects. And apparently three other kids saw him do this shit and thought it was fucking hilarious. So they, I guess during a lunch or something, or at least maybe perhaps during class they didn't know,
right.
They copied it. So they didn't even know the shit was missing. And since it was a video production class, it's a high quality copy.
Okay.
And then they basically, one of the kids said, yeah, man, take it to my house and shit. And what they ended up doing is, maybe they did it at their house or at school, they put it in WMV format.
Okay.
And sent it out to a few of their friends, and from there
it just kind of spread.
Now, this story does not have a happy ending.
Okay.
A lot of people really rallied behind him. They're like, dude, that's so me, man. I did that, or I would have done that, or, man, that's fucking cool you did that. Or, oh, my God, that's so sad.
Oh, wait a minute, I remember.
They bought the kid, like, a 40-gig iPod. And
I mean, a lot of people did a lot of nice things.
Yeah, they donated a lot of shit. So, dipshit turns around and sues the school, man. And
dipshit's parents.
Takes him out of school, says he's very torn up by this, sues the school and the three kids, and...
Well, okay, you know what? And that's just how parents are. I mean, you want to look at it. A lot of times the kids have no problems. The parents put their own issues on the kid.
Financial issues in
yes,
this case.
Case in point, the Cracker Barrel incident. You heard about this on Mother's Day?
I heard
the
something.
Mouse found inside of a bowl of soup at the Cracker Barrel.
I saw the Farkling thing. It was fake.
Yeah, and it was fake. The mouse itself didn't die in the soup. It got its head crushed and was put there because the parents wanted to extort $500,000 from a Cracker Barrel. You know, that's the parents inflicting... God, that's even more harmful than child... Well, that is child abuse, in my opinion.
It is child abuse, man.
You know, you're doing that shit. Oh, he's emotionally distraught and...
Bullshit.
We're going to sue for money. Kids bounce back more than you'd think.
Dude, they're financially distraught, especially morally. I just think it's bullshit. Here we go.
No.
Uh-oh.
You want distraught? When he was 8, we were in a Denny's restaurant. My husband was having a salad.
Denny's.
Ew.
there was this thing on his thumb. My sister-in-law started to say, did you mash your thumb? And about that time, it moved.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, let me tell you, that food disappeared faster than...
Oh, but there's more to this little story.
Oh,
this
please.
This happened at a Denny's in Tulare, California. What had happened was my mom...
Is that somewhere near China?
No.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know. Hey.
They're famous for turkey farms.
Jesus, that's even more vogue. They're vague. Vogue.
Vogue.
Anyhow.
Spoon!
Thank you. Fucking tick over here. Spoon. Anyhow.
Moving on.
What happened was she fucking panicked. Okay? Now, nobody in the restaurant even blinked an eye at this.
That was the scary part.
Peanut Gallery tried to jump up, but you can't jump up when you're in a booth.
Oh, ow.
Peanut Gallery manages to get her shoes on the seat and slides up and ends up sitting half her ass on the shoulders of the guy in the adjacent booth.
You didn't have to tell that part, dumb shit.
Well, my father doesn't know what the fuck is going on. He hasn't seen the cockroach on his thumb, let alone crawling up his arm. He's just there crunching away at his salad.
Trying to remember how crunchy that last bite really was.
Because he did have croutons, he was concerned. With, I don't think, no, he had Greek, or, no, yeah, he probably had like vinegar and, or Greek.
It wasn't oil and vinegar.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe I don't know. You know, cockroaches, they look like Junior Mints when you step on them. But I don't know what they taste like. But yeah, that was Peanut Gallery's fun misadventure right there.
All I could yell was, cock, cock, cockroach.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a Denny's.
At a Denny's.
Nice.
Yelling cock at a Denny's and nobody even blinked an eye.
Sitting on
when
the
they saw the goddamn roach, they didn't blink an eye.
It's California.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, the land of fruits and nuts.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Crunchy frog. Crunchy salad.
So, yeah, anyhow, it's I firmly believe that parents are the reasons most kids are fucked up.
Oh, I agree with that.
My fault.
Yeah, case in point. Mine, too. Well, my mom's, too, in my case.
Oh, ooh, don't worry,
we
Trinch.
We just got flipped off, Trincher.
Yeah, well, you know.
Soon enough, you'll have children of your own you can ruin.
Yep, and that's the fun part about being a parent, I'm told. Anyhow.
Oh, no. Get up and go get me is the fun part.
All right, we're going to go ahead and cut to a break.
I thought it was me yelling, wipe me, through the door of the bathroom.
I don't want to hear this. You're listening to...
I did that a couple weeks
you're
ago.
You're listening to...
Wipe me. Wipe me.
I ignored him.
I don't blame you.
I was there for a good 10 minutes, man. Almost dry.
I'm sure that the roommate ignored your ass, too.
Wipe me!
Oh, this is last week?
Yeah, it is a joke, man. Like, wipe me! Let's see what happened.
Even scarier. All right, yeah. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
no,
Spank
what would have been
Wagon,
scary is if I had got up and done it.
Ah!
Give me the website. I want to go to break.
Which website?
Ours.
Oh!
Not on the computer, out loud.
I was like, homepage.mac.com/howheels/rubb.html.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Woo, woo!
We'll be back in a minute.
Spankwagon. Like no other, flawless. Absolutely flawless. Just like perfection, flawless. Needs no correction, flawless. Like no other, flawless. Absolutely flawless. Just like perfection, flawless. Needs no correction, flawless. Like no other, flawless. Absolutely flawless. Just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection. Needs no ugly, back no ugly. Like no ugly, back no ugly. Just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection. Needs no ugly, back no ugly. Like no ugly, back no ugly.
Dance with my baby. correction, darling. Needs no correction, darling. Like no other, darling. Absolutely flawless. Just like perfection, darling. Needs no correction, darling. Like no other, darling. Absolutely flawless. Just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection. Needs no other, no other. Like no other. Just like perfection, just like perfection, just like perfection.
Long time ago, where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Fit out and been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
from where did you go? Where did you come from? Come on, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net. I'm your host, Trencher. He's Claude Balls. We're still doing the show.
That's right. We are still here.
Although, I guess from the chat room here, I guess we fucked Chizad's game of Flash Revolution up. I guess also BNM wants to still kill us. I guess it's our choice of music. Oh, well.
Why would you wish to kill us?
Of course, I love
it. We are your entertainment of the internet. There is no other. Listening to the soothing sounds of the rednecks.
You will listen to Spank Wagon. Kill the Taiwanese minister.
What?
Huh? I was just digging the song.
Yeah, okay.
Yeehaw!
All right, where are we at, actually?
Well, I do have a dead celebrity, actually.
We have a dead celebrity? Because you were like, I don't have anybody dead.
Well, I had somebody dead.
No one's dead. Who is it?
Great name. Archibald Cox.
Who is Archibald Cox?
Who is Archibald Cox?
Who is Archibald Cox?
He is now a statistic.
Well, obviously he's dead.
But before he died, he was a prosecutor fired by Nixon.
Ooh.
Portland, Maine.
One of those Watergate guys, right?
Right.
He had like two of them.
There's two
of
them who died. Same fucking day. Cox, who principled stand against what he determined exaggerated claims of executive privilege, guaranteed him a place in the history of Watergate, died peacefully on Saturday.
Interesting. So there's your dead celebrity. He's more of a dead lawyer.
Pretty much. We also...
Which is always a good start.
No, that's 200 lawyers at the bottom
I
of the
know,
ocean.
I know. Just
the ocean.
Ocean?
The ocean. He died. So did, where the hell is that guy?
What did he die of? Death.
Natural. Yeah. Sam Dash.
Another one of those Watergate people?
Yes. He was a counsel on the Syndicate Watergate Committee.
I heard he got hit by lightning.
No, that's some guy in Littleton, Colorado.
Oh.
Home of Columbine. Yeehaw!
Click, click.
Dude, I still wouldn't want to live in Columbine. Jesus.
Dude. I wouldn't want to be a. I wouldn't want to own a gun shop in Columbine.
What's the city motto? Home of bad luck. God, so much shit has happened there too, man.
Live and die in Columbine.
It'll only take you a day. God,
don't piss them off in Columbine.
Yeah, that's a good motto. Yeah.
Ding. Hello.
Yeah. Anyhow, he's dead.
Cool. Oh, hey, you want to hear something great? I love this.
I just have a dead celebrity to have one because I'm required to by contractual law in my head. I seriously have no interest in this guy. There's no funny jokes I can make. He looks like the bastard brother of Orville Redenbacher. That's probably the funniest
Archibald
thing you will hear about that, other than his name of Archibald Cox.
So there is your dead celebrity
of the week.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to bring
up. Mr. Cox has gone limp. Hey, there we go.
Actually, he's gone stiff.
Limp and stiff, yes. Crude dick joke is the most I can get out of that guy. He has not an entertaining life. Moving on.
Thank you. This just in from... No, I'm just kidding. The fuck are you doing?
I was trying to do a typewriter.
Don't!
Get myself in the throat.
God.
I was doing...
You're going to knock your fucking own self out, and I'm just going to sit and laugh.
Take my ass to the hospital, you know, cracked windpipe. What was he doing? Sound effects.
He was doing this. So anyhow, and I love this. This is finally a point where reality shows... I was waiting for this point in reality shows, but this isn't an American reality show. That's the sad part.
It's not American.
It's not an American reality show.
Sad because somebody beat us to it, or sad because, oh my God, this just sucks?
Sad because it was bound to happen. I just wish it would have happened here. Basically, it was a show, Isla de los Famosos.
Let me take a
guess. It's in the quotes.
Isla de los Famosos, Spanish for Island of the Celebrities.
Right. What this is, basically, they took a bunch of Spanish celebrities, put them on an island, and do a Survivor-style reality show.
That's right, because outside of America, Spanish people can actually get other jobs than, extras as gang members.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, what had happened is they're starting to get pissed about the game.
The game.
It's captured a broad audience, partly because the viewers in a country where most people live in poverty are getting a kick out of watching models, singers, and actors deal with the gritty business of day-to-day survival. They're doing this in Colombia, mind you. The other day, the two of the contestants had to slaughter and butcher a hog for their teammates.
Cool.
Yeah. They have also been given live chickens for food and have had to build their own huts. Those used to a more pampered lifestyle were shocked by the primeval setting. I figured that since we were celebrities, we'd be given preferential treatment. But it was really, really hard, says Jorge Cardenas, a 33-year-old pop singer who begged his fellow tribe members to expel him only 1 week after arriving. His wish was granted. Something tells me these people are being held under contract. That's why they can't go without begging. Their ordeal is unfolding not in Colombia, which has lots of jungle and beaches, but also a really bloody guerrilla war, drug-related violence, and mass kidnappings, but it's actually happening on a sliver of the Dominican Republic's North Shore. Cardenas said in an interview that he ate virtually nothing the first 3 days and then choked down mostly cockroach-like insects and teeny crabs to survive. I got terrible stomach problems, he said. I must have eaten 180 mini-crabs. They just don't fill you up. Yeah, I know.
Did they Norma, kill him first, at least?
I don't know. Norma Vivia, a leggy blonde Colombian model, also asked her teammates to oust her. For me, the problem was all the mosquitoes that were biting me constantly, she said, after returning to Bogota, Colombia.
Begging to get ousted. That's cool.
Yeah. And then I got sunstroke and had to stay in the shade all day and cover my whole body with clothing. Oh, what an agonizing thing to put on clothes. Fuck. Actor Roberto Cano, a favorite among female viewers, bowed out of the competition after breaking his big toe. Sandra Munez, a 26-year-old modern actress, left because she said she missed her 5-year-old son and was tired of living on rice and the occasional coconut.
Munez, yeah. Rice and coconuts.
It's
better than mini crabs.
Yeah, really. Quote, I don't really care about the money, she said, of the grand prize of $110,000, which, considering the top-scale wages some celebrities earn, might have been set higher as an incentive to remain. In other words, they didn't pay him for shit anyway. But not every contestant eliminated so far was happy to go. Bianca Arango, a feisty 26-year-old model and actress, was hospitalized during the show for dehydration, but quickly returned, only to be promptly voted out by her teammates.
God.
The only one that people wanted to say, of course. It was a personal challenge to see how tough I am, and I didn't want to leave. Fair enough.
Well, hey, she's a trooper.
Yeah. Many of those now remaining are vowed to stay to the bitter end, even despite sometimes comical mishaps.
Dude.
Luis Eduardo Diaz, a one-time shoe shiner who gained celebrity status in 2000 when he was elected to Bogota City Council, lost his false teeth in the sea while celebrating a victory with his teammates early in the show. He's still in the competition despite being toothless. He might as well stay because while we're on the island, he's learned he doesn't have a job to go back to. In late May, Colombian authorities kicked Diaz off the city council after discovering he had a criminal record for aggravated theft in the 1980s.
What? That's fucked, man.
So here we get to see, in another country, one of these shows, people want to get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, they suck. Now, me personally, if I, Claude Balls.
If you, Claude Balls.
Were to do a television reality show.
Like Surreal Life or Survivor or something like that or anything in particular.
I would kind of do a combination of the two. Surreal Survivor. Good one.
Thank you.
I would do something a bit different.
Okay.
I don't believe South Central LA is as violent as it seems, but Harlem seems pretty good.
Okay.
This is what I would do. I would take... Celebrities would be even better, because they're not used to that kind of shit, but after all, how are you going to entice a celebrity unless they're, you know... But I think if we took, like, some really white bread kids... Make them work.
Mormons?
Could possibly be. If we took some really white bread kids or people, and I say kids, I'm sorry, I should say people, because I don't want to do teenagers for contractual reasons and liabilities. But no, if...
Not to mention watching a bunch of white bread kids coming out all wigger.
Dude, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Some fucking total, you know, anytime somebody has a dark tan, they automatically lock their car doors type fearful people.
Ooh.
Yeah. Make them live in a Harlem loft, okay? We doing okay so far?
We're doing okay.
With 3 locks on the door.
Oh, that's risking it.
They have to work service industry jobs. And they have no car.
Ooh, they got to take public transportation.
Right. You like that?
So in other words, you want to basically take someone who's Midwest white bread and plunk them down into a big city.
Pretty much. And we go farther. We have different challenges and stuff like that, too.
The only challenge that keeps popping to my mind when you say that is from Kentucky Fried Movie with the guy, the world's bravest daredevil, strapping on a helmet, a bulletproof vest, walking up to a bunch of black guys in the neighborhood going, "Nigger!" And then running like hell. That's the only challenge I can see.
No, man. Nothing racially biased or anything like that, but that's what we'll do. That is the kind of shit we'll do. And oppositely, what we'll do is we'll take some other people, you know, like maybe black or Asian or Chinese. I think black, but it'd be better because it's more cliche, damn near. And, like, make them go and try to get by in, like, a white neighborhood and stuff.
Hey.
Okay, where they have to fight with their neighbors.
Let me interrupt.
And pass out newspapers on suburban street corners and stuff scare people, dude.
Really?
Whoever passes out the most newspapers first wins.
Wins, without shoving them in the gutter.
Right.
BNM says, ultimate reality show. One plane, X amount of passengers, bailing pilot. X minus one, parachutes.
That's pretty good.
How do you figure out who lands and who doesn't? Who lands with the plane? And who gets
kinda,
parachutes? Ultimate reality show. Henry Rollins is hosting it next fall on Fox.
Slacker mentality. I have a problem with the slacker mentality. You all need to work.
Anywho, but yeah, I think
yeah, Henry Rollins is a construction foreman. Yeah, a bunch of fucking geeks have to haul like cement.
There you go.
You know what that reminds me of? Caddyshack too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, where Jackie Mason like owns like a construction business, and they have like a charity auction for fun. You know,
oh,
you get to buy somebody for 24 hours. Who? And he like comes in with a fistful of cash and buys all the fucking rich uppity white people and makes them go to a construction site and haul concrete and wheelbarrows.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah, that to me is a good reality show.
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I have to interrupt. Ikari says he wins by landing the plane. You know that makes sense.
Yeah.
He boots everyone else, says, "Hey, I'm going to catch you later," and lands it. Well, I guess if a car...
Yeah, if you were to have like a trained pilot on board or something like that. Yeah.
Who all bails and who stays behind with the pilot and lands?
Right. Something like that, perhaps, where you have like one parachuter, maybe three people, two parachutes. Let's do it that way and watch them fight.
Three people, two parachutes, and a pilot that won't do anything.
But we have like a...
Can't kill him now, can you?
If you had like a second compartment or something, like where a pilot could fly by instrumentation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And then you have like an actor pilot, a stunt actor, who's like pretends he's flying a plane.
Fuck it!
We're going to die! And he jumps out
with
bails
a parachute.
And sees the two people.
Oh, God. He could really scare the hell out of them. One of those James Bond-made parachutes for the film where they could put them underneath a suit. And when they pull the parachute, it rips the jacket away and...
Yeah, man. Anything like that.
Anything like that.
Then you leave, okay? We have the pilot in the back, so the plane is safe. They're not going to die necessarily.
And they're told it's autopilot.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Or something, okay? Or you know what? The guy could put it on autopilot or whatnot right there, you know, and have like a lock where they couldn't touch anything, and then you could have like somebody else behind. It'd be a good way to work it out, but basically have the actor or whatever jump out of the plane and, you know, just go and leave and have three people fight over two parachutes. Because if you have one parachute, that's people arguing, you need to go, man. I'm being noble. You have two parachutes? Fuck you, odd man out. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
It goes from sacrifice to personal greed.
There you go.
I think that would be better. Yeah.
I like it. But you got to baffle them, like, badly. Anywho, yeah. I think we're going to go ahead and start wrapping up this week. Let's see. Who do we need to start thanking? Oh, yes. Want to remind everybody to check out JSTFU, Two Angry White Men in Florida.
We didn't vote for him. We didn't know how.
I don't know who they voted for. I'm not even going to comment on that.
Was I asking that? Was it a political comment?
I don't know.
It was a political joke.
Yeah, I think so.
Stop taking yourself so goddamn serious.
I'm serious, man.
Jesus Christ. You're not that fucking important.
Jesus Christ. All right, so remember to listen to Reverend Hammer, JSTFU.org. Go to his site and check the local listings for time. Because he keeps fucking up ours. So far, we've been starting at 5 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock Eastern, and also 5 o'clock Central. I'm baffled. I'm going to send the boy a watch. Anywho, I also want to say a big Matt Props shout-out to Virtual One,
Mad props to you, Virtual One. We do appreciate it.
For hosting the site where Spankwagon is, vftp.net. Also want to say thank you to Mr. Man and LazyCode.com. Mm-hmm. For bringing us the ability to stream the audio out to interweb. Also want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Remember to check out some of their sites, ArsAnime.com for Toe. I think we mentioned that earlier. We'll mention it again. It's just that good. Dryland Purple. I'm your host, Trencher.
I am, of course, the irrefutable Claude Balls.
Thought you were the quadraphonic Ayatollah.
I can be whatever I want.
Fair enough.
I'm Claude Balls, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
I saw that a couple nights ago.
My favorite still is, Wayne Brady going to have to smack a hoe? Or choke a hoe? Or Todd, screw that up.
Brady going to have to smack a
bitch? No, it was, is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? Fucking laughed my ass off.
I came to the end of that with a white cop thing. That was great.
All right, folks. Spankwagon Radio, only at
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Check out the site. I think Claude's going to get us one of those links up, and we'll have some stuff up maybe throughout
the week. Oh, there's one thing we didn't discuss right now. We're going to do it right now since... Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
The video.
Oh, fuck that video. No, let's hold that off till next week when we can actually get into a rant that's more than 2 minutes.
Okay, then. You know what, then? If we're going to get into a rant, I want a link to that video so everybody can see.
Do you realize you're really putting me on the spot?
It doesn't have to be permanent. Maybe we'll see what we can do. I can either hide it in the message boards if you're worried about
putting it. You know what? I'll put it up, but I'm also going to put up all the articles pertaining to it that I found.
That's fine. Do it after. Do it at... Well, do you want to do that or do you want to leave them hanging? I think we should leave them hanging. We'll discuss that right there. We'll do it like for Friday only.
I'll put it up on
Monday. It'll be a temporary
thing. Put it up on Monday.
You want to do it Monday?
With a warning.
All right.
Can I put up a warning?
I was going to say, do you want to put it on the front page or you want to have it like buried in the message boards?
I'll put it on the front page.
Okay, cool.
And I'll put a link to the message boards.
But it won't be up. But listen in, guys. Seriously, this link is not permanent. After next week's show, it's going down.
Yeah. And it will be taken off after next week's show.
Cool.
We'll put it up.
All right. Spankwagon, you've got something you're looking forward to. This is our version of the To Be Continued.
Dude, I can't believe you're going to make me do that. But anyhow, Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Tune in next week. Same time. Same
IP. Spankwagon Radio. Have a good night.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing, sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over, sweet dreams of dancing through the night.